Welcome to your Five for Today. For thousands of years, bread has been known as a staple food. It's a basic necessity to sustain life. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." The background to this wonderful claim comes from a Bible story, the feeding of the 5,000. A great crowd, actually well in excess of 5,000 people, had come to hear the teaching of Jesus, but the day was wearing on, and they were now getting hungry. Jesus' disciples didn't have enough money to supply even a small amount of food to all those who had gathered, and it was in these circumstances, the need of a great many people, that the Lord Jesus, having given thanks to God, performed an amazing miracle which saw just 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes multiplied and shared out to all the people who had sat down in groups on the grassy hillside. And this was good bread. Not only did it give to them all the sustenance and strength they needed, but there was enough for each to take their fill, and 12 baskets of bread were even left over when everyone had finished eating. This is typical of the compassion and power of God. When people turn to him in their need, no matter how many there might be, he is not only able to meet that need, but he gives much more beside. After the crowd had dispersed, Jesus later crossed over the nearby Lake of Galilee. The next morning, however, a number of people who had been with him the previous day took boats across the water and came looking for him. They had enjoyed the bread that Jesus had miraculously provided and wanted him to give them more. Sadly, these people were less interested in the miracle which Jesus had performed and were more interested in satisfying their stomachs. Hundreds of years earlier, God miraculously provided daily bread to the nation of Israel, whom he had rescued from slavery in Egypt and were in the wilderness. This bread was known as manna, and also is referred to as bread of heaven. A familiar expression to those who know the hymn, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Jesus said that people really ought to be less concerned about perishable food and more concerned with lasting food. He pointed out that the manna with which Israel were fed in the wilderness was a picture of himself, the true bread from heaven. God's Son left heaven and came to earth so that he could give life to the world. In response to his words, the people asked Jesus to give them this everlasting bread, still thinking that it would satisfy their physical desire for food. In answer, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus was offering a different kind of life, everlasting life. He didn't descend from heaven just to satisfy our temporary earthly appetites, although his miracle does show that he cares about our needs. He came that he might give his life for the world by his death on the cross. As our physical bodies depend on the constant supply of food, so spiritual life depends alone on God's provision, Jesus, the bread of life. This is a lasting bread, for when someone comes to Jesus for life, that person will never be hungry again. In other words, when someone has received eternal life, they will never perish. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me has everlasting life. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." Have you come to Jesus and received this bread of life? Thank you for listening.